Ignore Everybody, and Other Keys to Creativity. Author, Hugh McLeod. Creative genius has often been considered as one of those rare characteristics bestowed upon a blessed few at birth. Only in the last 2 decades have scientists been able to determine what it is and discover those who have it. However, creativity dwells within each of us, and taking the time to nurture it will reap you with many rewards. So if you want to be more creative in art, in business, or anything else, here are some tips. 1. Ignore everybody. The more original your idea is, the less good advice other people will be able to give you. You do not know if your idea is any good the moment it is created, neither does anyone else. The most you can hope for is a strong gut feeling that it is. Asking close friends never works quite as well as you hope. It's not that they deliberately want to be unhelpful. It is just that they do not know your world 1 millionth as well as you know it. No matter how hard they try, no matter how hard you try to explain. 2. The idea does not have to be big. It just has to be yours. Spend a lot of time being impressed by folks we never met. Somebody featured in the media who's got a big company, a big product, a big movie, or a big bestseller. Unfortunately, we waste a lot of our time trying desperately to pry our career out of the jaws of mediocrity. We have to start doing the things that we really like, without needing a reason to do so. We have to learn doing things that amuse us, even if in a random arbitrary way, being the exact opposite of all the big plans we're used to. It is so liberating. Doing something that does not have to impress anybody, having something that belongs to just us and no one else, feeling completely sovereign and free are really liberating. 3. Keep your day job. You should not quit your day job, not because your idea might fail, but because suddenly quitting one's job is always in direct conflict with the romance and cash theory. This theory states that the creative person basically has 2 kinds of jobs. One is the neat, romantic and creative kind, another is the kind that pays the bills. Sometimes the task at hand covers both bases, but not often. The main idea of this theory is balancing the need to make a good living while still maintaining one's creative sovereignty. A tense duality that will always play center stage. It will never be transcended. As soon as you really accept this, your career will start moving ahead faster. 4. The more talented somebody is, the less they need the props. A fancy tool just gives the second rater one more pillar to hide behind. This is why there are so many second-rate art directors with state-of-the-art Macintosh computers, so many crappy photographers with state-of-the-art digital cameras, and so many unremarkable painters with expensive studios in trendy neighborhoods. They are all hiding behind pillars. Pillars do not help, they hinder. The more mighty the pillar, the more you end up relying on it psychologically, the more it gets in your way. This also applies to business, which is why there are so many failing businesses with fancy offices, and so many failing businessmen spending a fortune on fancy suits and expensive yacht club memberships. Again, they're hiding behind pillars. 5. Do not try to stand out from the crowd. Avoid crowds altogether. Your plan for getting your work out there has to be as original as the actual work. Perhaps even more so. The work has to create a totally new market. There's no point trying to do the same thing as 250,000 other young hopefuls waiting for a miracle. 6. The most important thing a creative person can learn professionally is where to draw the red line that separates what you're willing to do and what you're not. The more you need the money, the more people will tell you what to do, the less control you'll have, and the less joy it will bring. Always keep this in mind and plan accordingly. It is highly important to be able to draw the red line that separates what you're willing to do and what you're not. It is this red line that demarcates your sovereignty and defines your own private creative domain. 7. The world is changing. Your job is probably worth 50% what it was in real terms 10 years ago. And who knows? It may very well not exist in 5 to 10 years. We tend to think that being talented and working late and weekends would save us. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work. Regardless of how the world changes, regardless of what new technologies, business models, and social architectures are coming down the pike, the one thing that these new realities cannot take away from you is trust. The people you trust, and vice versa, are what will feed you and pay for your kids' college. In order to navigate the new realities, you have to be creative. Not just in with your particular profession, but in everything. Your way of looking at the world will need to become even more fertile and original. 8. Do not worry about finding inspiration. It comes eventually. Inspiration precedes the desire to create, not the other way around. If you're arranging your life in such a way that you need to make a lot of fuss between feeling the itch and getting to work, You're putting the cart before the horse. You have to find a way of working that makes it easy to take full advantage of your inspired moments, as they never hit a convenient time, nor do they last long. 9. Power is never given, power is taken. People who are ready to give off a different vibe than people who are not. The minute you become ready is the minute you stop dreaming. Suddenly, it's no longer about becoming. Suddenly, it's about doing. 10. Savor obscurity while it lasts. When you hear the stars talking about their climb to the top, the part they invariably speak fondest of is that time when they were young and inventing a new language to speak to the world with. The real problem they face is when they try to introduce a newer language or a modification of their already invented language. This is because when a lot of people are already fluent in the language you are currently speaking with, they do not want anything new from you. When the dream turns into reality, there are all sorts of other people suddenly needing to be taken care of in order to keep the engine running, such as publishers, investors, managers, journalists, retailers, suppliers, employees, accountants, and even paying customers. They all have a stake in their act, and they all want a piece of the action. Everyone is born creative. Everyone is given a box of crayons and colored chalk and pencils to draw and have fun in kindergarten. Then when you hit puberty, they take the crayons away and replace them with dry, uninspiring books on algebra, history, etc. Then years later, you get suddenly hit with a creative bug that is similar to a wee voice telling you, "I would like my crayons back, please." So you've got the itch to do something. Go ahead and make something. Make something really special. Make something amazing that will really blow the mind of anybody who sees it.